Jill Abramson, the former executive editor of The New York Times, made some news last night about her future plans. You may remember she was fired from The Times earlier this year, and in an interview with New York Times journalist David Carr at an event at Boston University, she said she's planning to team up on a new venture with journalist Steve Brill. The audio has not been broadcast until right now.
I am very seriously thinking about joining, it's sort of back to the future for me, joining Steve Brill, who you know.
Yes.
And we actually are pitching a startup that will be very ambitious. Killer journalism. We're talking to some investors who are sounding very interested, and we are going to do great stories and offer great journalists actually money that they can live on to write something wonderful for us.
Get on your Twitter. So are you gonna type or type on a keyboard composed of human beings? Are you gonna run something, or are you gonna do your
I'm
own?
Gonna try and do both, because we're not trying to start like a whole magazine or a full website. We're talking about doing a discrete number of great pieces, and I would be involved in recruiting the writers, in helping edit and conceptualize the stories. And Steve won the National Magazine Award this past year for a great story he did on healthcare costs.
Oh yeah, for Time.
And he and I are both gonna do one big story a year.
Jill Abramson speaking with New York Times journalist David Carr at an event sponsored by WBUR and the Boston University College of Communication last night. I moderated the event and asked David Carr about the future of media, starting with the question of what he would say to a student who was thinking about going into print journalism.
If there's a student in the audience who's majoring in print journalism, I'd probably tell him to switch to something more forward-looking, like blacksmithing, for instance. We kid because we love, okay? There is very much a place in journalism for the person who can create a 400 to 1,000-word piece of copy that's clean, that tells you something you don't know. That's a fungible skill that will... It's a movable feast that should transport to many different realms. I'm kind of a print bull in part because it's how I eat. It's how I get hamburgers, is working at a newspaper. I do think that there is print value in that it has the ability to convey, you know, if you have an iPad and you're reading something, you see that person like on an airplane or a bus, you know that they've got $400 to spare. But if you see them reading an issue of The Economist, you know something else about them. I think people will continue to want to, in certain instances, to use print as a kind of intellectual jewelry and a way of showing others.
People all over the country, people in small towns the way that they do now, or people just in New York and Washington and Boston and L.A.?
Well, oddly enough, in small towns, the print press is doing pretty well. If you're running a community paper, the kind that puts your daughter's soccer game in, you're probably doing all right, because you can't take a web page and get it up on the fridge, right? When they show your daughter's soccer team, so those guys have done pretty well. Larger papers like us, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, done okay. It's the middle parts that have been really clobbered, the great regional papers that have been really hurt, but you can't count them out. I spent the weekend reading the Boston Globe, which, you know, you heard all this stuff about how deep a hole they were working from. Pretty damn good paper.
What has been the biggest surprise for you in the media and how it's changed? Something you didn't see coming? Maybe even something that if you were to go back now, you wish you would be able to do a story about it before it showed up. But you and others missed it. What would be the biggest surprise?
Almost every week brings things I had no idea was coming. People always, come and talk to us about the future of media. And I'm like, I have no clue. You know, if you said to me a couple years ago, yeah, Jeff Bezos is going to buy the Washington Post. What? I'm stunned by so much of what's going on. I've kind of gotten out of the future business. I have trouble keeping up with the present.
Well, let's talk about the present then for a second. One of the things that I know from personal experience exists in almost every newsroom is a series of televisions up on the wall showing the cable news channels 24 hours a day. Do you think that they have an outsized influence on the media because they're kind of the video wire service now that we all rely on to keep up to date with the latest of what's happening?
I can't think of a time in history when cable news has had less of an influence on what's going on with the news cycle. Right now, they don't know where to look. The world is ending everywhere you look. So, it's like Ebola, they're going to get you here. Ukraine, things are blowing up over there. We're on the march in Syria. You just have to have your head on a swivel. They don't really know where they're going, let alone setting an agenda. That we're all being pushed around by a ferocious news cycle right now. Pretty dark one, by the way.
Because of the news.
Yeah, the news is crazy right now.
But what about how they're handling it? The idea that all day long we're seeing every tick of the Ebola story, something that, as has been pointed out multiple times, has only killed one person in the United States. Is that lack of context on their part, or is that just the news cycle?
I'm not for fear-mongering. I don't look for me to be walking around with a surgical mask anytime soon. But in terms of I think for once the media franticness, if not the tenor of the coverage, at least the amount of it, is warranted.
David Carr, thank you very much.
An absolute pleasure.
David Carr of the New York Times speaking with me last night at an event at Boston University. And you can listen to or watch the full event, including our conversation with Jill Abramson, at hereandnow.org.